there are several type of financial transaction taxes that have been promoted since the idea came to an existence in 1972. The current proposal focuses on a tax on between around 0.1 to 0.5% on the trading of bonds and shares, and around of 0.01 and 0.05% tax on derivative products.
The money raised, where will it go?
In this sense, the basic proposals are, for example, that the money should go to address issues of global poverty. Another proposal is to address issues related to climate change.
And who is to pay this tax?
Well, the brunt of the tax would be paid, especially in the short term, by investors and hedge funds managers, not pension or ordinary customer, as it has been said.
And is it necessary at this particular time to introduce another tax?
It is quite important. I think that it's an imperative to introduce this tax at this moment. Most of the austerity measures that the state have been taking worldwide are aimed at reducing the budget deficit. They have focused almost exclusively in cuts in public expenditures rather than increasing the revenue through a progressive tax reforms, aimed at ensuring that the wealthiest sector of the population contribute their share. This approach to fiscal policy risks deepening inequality as well as fueling the increasing sense of an injustice that the privilege of a small economic elite has been giving precedent over the human rights of the majority of ordinary citizens. Therefore, if we think that the FTT, financial transaction tax, in this context can enable the human rights community to bring this much needed emphasis on revenue generation, as well as to put the spotlight on the accountability of the financial sector, whose opacity and lack of effective regulation prompted the crisis in the first place.
Being a tax, presumably it will be collected by governments around the world, but the same governments are not very accountable to what they are already collecting.
There's been several options that they're all mutually inclusive in regard to how the proceeds of the FTT could be spent. So for some government, the proceeding should be spent on deficit reduction and strengthening the fiscal capacity of the countries to fight poverty. This is, for example, the position of France and Germany. So therefore, the money will be used internally. For others, the proceeds of the FTT should be used to stimulate social protection floors. For example, the proposal of Brazil or the ILO. And this social protection floor will combat inequality and poverty worldwide.
You're saying the money should be channeled to fighting poverty, reversing growing inequality, and compensating those whose lives have been devastated by the global financial crisis. How would this be done if governments were not accountable in the first place while regulating the financial sector? They failed. How sure are we that even if they go and collect this money, they are going to be accountable and use it to fight poverty?
The proceedings of the FTT, it will be clear to determine. So therefore, the international community will know how much money has been raised through this FTT. As you clearly said, it is very important to have deeper structural reforms to the international monetary and financial system. But this FTT represents at least the first step in the right direction.
And would it only be payable by those trading in developed countries or also in the developing countries?
Well, ideally, this should be a global consensus, so a global tax. For the moment, we do have an emerging consensus, a coalition of 9 countries in the European Union that favor moving ahead on this financial transaction tax. These 9 countries represent 90% of the Eurozone GDP. They include, for example, Italy, Germany, France, and Spain. And an FTT in these countries could raise at least 38 billion euros, according to studies. The important issue is that starting with this taxes or this support at the European level, this should be moved to a global tax.